referred to the English as those pirates, that pirate nest, Perfidious Albion. And I can remember phrases coming from him, like those liars in Whitehall. Was a very disillusioned man toward the end of his life when I think it finally sank in what the Nazis had all been about. I don't think he believed it at first, because he'd been through the First World War. He was almost fired from Newcomb College at that time. And the only thing that saved him was that he knew the president of Tulane and some of the board members, and they also refused to sign a loyalty oath, and so it was rather hard to fire him. Though, looking back on it, I'm quite sure by almost any standard other than that he would pass on information to the Germans, he was quite pro-German and made no bones about who he hoped would win the war. Not necessarily against this country, but he always claimed that we shouldn't be pulling English chestnuts out of the fire. And he had something of a point, I must admit. I don't think he ever forgave my mother, because she married an Englishman, and while he was very fond of Kipling, and most of his favorite literature was English literature, and he took great joy in it, he literally regarded the English as beyond the pale, a bunch of pirates, and so on. And the truth is that they have been rather pirate-like in their history. They didn't get that reputation for nothing. But anyway, he remembered the lies of the First World War, the propaganda, you know, when they even had Lord Bryce lying, and when the Second War was coming and so on, he just said, more lies, that's all. They lied the first time, they lie now. And I know that in the First World War, I'm told that bricks were thrown at the house and things like that, and some children came outside and yelled at my mother, your papa is the Kaiser and your mama is the Kaiserin. And she went crying. And, hello.
The telephone company? Supposed to move a phone back?
Move a phone where?
7211. I think it was the one that was in the
room. Oh, that's out there.
Evidently, they're taking it with them all the time.
They must have.
Can someone have to check? See if they possibly have left it.
You may use this phone.
Do you happen to know what extension that would be?
I have no idea.
Oh, could help me over there.
No. You can use this if you want.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he was a man of very strong opinions. I know after, I was told by friends in the neighborhood that, oh yes, during the Second World War, the FBI and so on had asked what Professor Druding thought about the war, and one of them at least made the reply, well, go and ask him. He'll be only too happy to tell you what he thinks. He doesn't make a secret out of it. He was not disloyal, though, in any sense that he would have raised a gun against this country or anything like that. He just felt that this country was being used by England and France to do their dirty work, pull their chestnuts out of the fire, as he would say. So that's the story of that grandfather.
Are there a lot of people of German ancestry?
In New Orleans? Oh, yes. New Orleans has a gigantic German population. It has virtually disappeared, though, as an ethnic group. You see it in the names, plenty of German names. His name, by the way, was Druding, D-R-U-E-D-I-N-G. It used to be Druding, D-R-U-D-I-N-G, but he removed the umlaut, put in an E, and became Druding. Historians really haven't studied it enough to know, but the suspicion is that the Germans were quite adaptable.